Time now to take five for your community on WAMW. And in studio with us, Eric Headley from the Chuck Harmon Youth League. Good morning, Eric.
Thanks for having us again, Dwayne. It's becoming the kickoff to Little League season almost. When we get on take five, we know it's time.
It's the changing of the seasons, ladies and gentlemen. Baseball season just around the corner. Well, pitchers and catchers already reporting in the majors.
Baseball's going on. The Astros are nervous, but everybody's having a good time.
And who's going to beat the Dodgers this year? I mean, they are stacked.
Yeah, it's an interesting season. If you look at it, there's a lot of good teams. But, yeah, the Dodgers are stacked. But it just seems like the major leagues last few years, the stacked teams don't always pull it out.
That's true. Money can't buy success all the time.
It cannot.
But I will say, kind of impressive with what the Reds have done in the offseason, too. Reds fans, you can follow them on the general again this year, 95.9, 101.3. The Reds, this is uncharted territory. They've spent some money in the offseason.
You know, they've like kind of the last 3 years. You saw it brewing a couple years ago, and then last offseason they did some things, and they got Bauer at the end of last year, and then they make some acquisitions. I mean, the National League Central has been tough, and they have to, you know, you're seeing everybody put the effort into it. Well, except for the Pirates.
Well, and the Cubs and the Cardinals really haven't had a lot of off-season action, which is kind of surprising, you know?
As a Cub fan, I don't want to talk about it.
I know.
But yeah,
I am too.
The Reds are closing the gap. Let's just put it that way. The Reds are closing the gap, and everybody else is kind of keeping their hands close, I guess. We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Yep.
Well, it's baseball season. You know, we could sit and talk about it all day, Headley. We could, really. But we want to talk about Little League because that's where it all starts. Little League Baseball, Chuck Harmon Youth League, sign-ups going on this month, and we want everybody to get involved, get your kids involved with Little League because it's so much fun.
It is, that's what started, you know, Little League started in the 50s here, and it's one of the, you know, you're outside, there's the whole town's there, you know, you get a lot of kids, a lot of activity, and it really is a positive environment, so, you know, everything has their shortfalls, but when it all comes together, you know, Little League is a positive, fun time, and it's you know, the kickoff to summer, really. You know, you get outside and you play some baseball. It's great.
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks and Little League baseball.
And slushies in the concession stand.
If you haven't been down to the sports complex lately to check out the Little League facilities there, boy, you need to do so. A lot of great improvements have been happening, and hats off to Ty Madison and yourself and all those on the board.
Ty's done a great job heading that up. A few of us had a vision about 5 years ago what we'd like to see at the park, and Ty ran with it. I mean, we've had great support from our community sponsors and partners, great financial. I bet we've raised close to $250,000, and every bit of it went into walkways, pathways, redoing the bathrooms, upgrading the concession stand, putting in some railings, better seating areas for fans. And really now, it's not officially handicap accessible, but you can get to our four major fields on wheelchair pretty easily through all of our new walkways we've put in. And the monster out there has been the kind of the moat that has formed out between the north four fields. Well, we did some excavation work in the fall, and we've got a new land bridge over that, so we can get from one end of the park to the other without getting ankles deep in mud and muck. So we're pretty excited about that for this season.
It's finally happening.
Yes, it is.
I tell you, go down there any given week and watch some baseball, softball, because we're talking boys and girls. What age levels are we working with this year?
We start as young as four in the T-ball, what we call a rookie division, 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds. Boys and girls are mixed at that level. Then we break off at 7 and 8, 6, 7, and 8, really, if your 6-year-old wants to play in the other baseball they can, or softball. But this year, for the what we call the Frank Niehaus League and what we always called the Machine Pitch League for softball, the Machine Pitch last year went to a coach pitch format, and I think we're going to follow suit with baseball. It seems like the coaches in that league have spoken, and they want to get back to the coach pitch day, so the coaches will be throwing from 35 feet, and the kids get an idea of the ball out of the hand and inside and outside pitches and up and down, and it's more than just trying to time up a machine. So the coaches are excited about that. And then from there we go into our traditional minor leagues of 9 and 10-year-olds and the major leagues with 11 and 12s.
And again, sign-ups are going on now. How long is that going to continue?
We say we're cutting it off at March 1st, but we'll see what happens. We were going to hold the drafts a couple weeks earlier this year, but we're going to do some evaluations. So not only are the sign-ups through March 1st, but the other dates to keep in mind are at Infinite Sports, we're going to have an evaluation. So on Sunday, March 8th, from 3 to 7 p.m. at Infinite Sports, all players, all ages, baseball, softball, go in. You can get evaluated. And then we're also going to have Wednesday, March 11th, and Thursday, March 12th, from 6 to 8:30 on Wednesday, 9 and 10-year-olds, and on Thursday, 6, 7, and 8-year-olds. So a second chance for some of those people to make it in. And really what we want to do there is we're trying to, you know, trying to even out the teams, get a good idea of who's in the draft and who's playing and their skill levels. That way we can pair people up with the proper teams and try to even them out a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Good idea on that. So easiest way to sign up is probably go to the website, right?
Yep, www.chuckharmonlittleleague.com. It's a great service we put in about 3 years ago. You log in, create a parent profile, put in your child's information. If you've signed up in the past, it's real easy because everything's already there and you just pick your program. But sometimes the tricky part is to remember your username and password. So there's some links on there to help you out. And if you can't quite figure it out, you can send us a message on Facebook and we'll help you out. Harry Brown does a great job on that side. And we'll get you signed up.
And that's also got all the practice schedules and fields, if they're closed, rainouts, and all that stuff
between
the Facebook and the website.
Yeah, so we'll keep everybody informed through that. And there's a lot of new features. The website, the platform got upgraded this year, so there's a lot of new features this year that if we can get the coaches and everybody to use them, I think it'll create great communication for the season.
ChuckHarmonLittleLeague.com is the website. Get them signed up, boys and girls, basically age 4 to 12.
Yep, even a little bit of 13-year-old. Sometimes we get those kids that aren't quite in junior high.
Yep. They're turning anybody away. Yeah, if you want to play, it's America's best.
We'll make it work for you. We'll get you out there and we'll play some baseball.
Nothing beats fun at the old ballpark. Eric Headley, well, good luck on a great season this year. Opening day is
April 25th.
April 25th. Can't wait.
We pushed it back a couple weeks this year. Last year, the last 2 weeks have pretty much been rained out. So I was like, well, you know what? Let's just we'll move her back and try and get some more practice in and maybe not have as many rainouts last
year.
Love
Little League Baseball. Love it. Can't wait. Thank you so much for your time, sir. We appreciate it, and best of luck again with the season this year.
Thanks again. We're looking forward to seeing everyone.
Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, our sponsor of Take 5 for your community on WAMW.